Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 12, dealing with difficult passages. Monday, deal with difficulties honestly and carefully. Whenever there is a text which we are not able to understand firsthand, we look at it, it's difficult. Now what to do with it? How could we be able to understand what's going on here? It's like learning an instrument. When you hear a piece of music played by a professional, it looks so easy. Playing, for example, the violin, and the fingers up and down, and here you wonder, how can that be? Yet do you know how many hours this person had practiced until this professionality could be seen? So whenever we read something we're not able to understand, here we are at the beginning, training. Like playing an instrument. You train and play and train and play, and one day it will be wonderful. And then you can enjoy it. And maybe you will play in front of an audience, and they will be impressed. And so it is with studying the Bible, growing, continuing. It is hard work, but in the end, it will be wonderful. So if it were so easy, for example, you take your violin, you had never one in your hand, and after one day you're a perfect violinist. Now, what is special about it? Everybody can do that. So the more difficult it is to get to such a professionality, the more worth is in it. So when you're in difficulties, when studying, not understanding, the more and the greater will be your joy when you have found out, this is the solution. And then you find another passage which explains this one, and you go on studying. You can't stop anymore. You go from one knowledge to another, and then a net is woven. One idea supports the next one, and you are surprised how everything is connected, and you just wonder. And after years you wonder, when you read your questions you wrote down years before. Look, I had this question. It's so easy to answer. I would like to see the angels when we are stunned by a text and do not know how to handle it. When angels are there looking at us, trying to help us if we are humble, if we want to seek the face of the Lord. We will get knowledge. We will be answered. It's the attitude. It's the desire in you to get more and more. And having patience to get to the peak of the knowledge. Deal with difficulties honestly and carefully. Deal you can play like you're professional. And then people will listen and will wonder how wonderful that sounds. If you love God, if you love the Bible, if you love studying the Bible, you will be honored by God Himself.